diagnosis of epilepsy happens through a variety of tests and examinations. Let's hear from a doctor about the process of diagnosis for someone who has had a seizure.
My name is Dr. Abrams. Today I saw Todd, a 20-year-old male who just experienced his third seizure. He had a seizure while he was sitting in his college class. His muscles stiffened, he lost balance, and fell off his chair, and his friends reported that he lost consciousness. Todd didn't have a seizure in my office, where we could monitor his brain activity. We worked to get specific information about his seizure from him and his friend to identify what type of seizure best explains the events and to look for ways to prevent a future recurrence. We asked him the following questions, created by Dr. Carl Basil and Dr. Joseph Servin, which can also be found on the Epilepsy Foundation website. Was the episode provoked by sleep deprivation, excessive use of alcohol or drugs, or some other factor? Where were you when the seizure happened? Did the episode occur shortly after standing? Was there a warning? Exactly what happened during the episode? How long did it last? Were you tired or confused after the episode? Has there been more than one episode? If so, were they all alike? Have you ever seen a doctor before about this kind of event? If so, what tests were done? Was any medication prescribed? What effect did it have? We gathered all of Todd's medical history and ordered blood tests, EEG tests, and a CT and MRI scan. We were able to determine that he had a tonic seizure.